This is Movies for the Blind, episode 162, Beware, part 2 of 2.
If you still don't get the drift, hold on, hold on, hold on.
Hello and welcome to Movies for the Blind, where you can enjoy films without looking at a screen. I'm Valerie Hunter. We continue with Beware, packed with the music of Louis Jordan. Along with being a precursor to rock and roll, as I discussed last time, Jordan was also one of the artists who participated in a precursor to the music video. Between 1940 and 1946, many of the popular music stars of the day made what were called soundies. A short film of a song would be mainly performance footage, but would often have a little story to it. These soundies would play on something called a panoram, a sort of video jukebox found in nightclubs, restaurants, and arcades. While the panorams were a fad, which would soon fade, they left a legacy of great performances, often by black artists who wouldn't have had exposure to a mainstream audience otherwise. While, like those soundies, this film is mainly about the music, there is a little bit of a plot. Jordan and his band have found themselves stranded in Ware, Ohio, which happens to be the home of his alma mater, Ware College. He finds the college may close thanks to the financial machinations of the grandson of the founder, who also just happened to be Jordan's rival back in the day for the affections of Annabelle Brown, now a teacher at the college. Can Louis save the school and get the girl? We find out in the conclusion of Beware. In the dean's office.
Come in.
Miss Brown enters with Louis, who still carries a saxophone.
Lucius, it seems that bad luck is still with us. Look at all these telegrams, our requests. Nothing but regrets and excuses. Our plan has failed after all. We'll have to close the school.
Dean Hargraves, when I was a student at Ware, I used to play my saxophone and sing to myself when things looked hopeless.
Thinking, he steps away from Hargreaves, Drury, and Miss Brown. He turns back.
You know, Dean, here's a funny little song I made up one night when I was feeling very low. And it went something like this. Persistency is such a very good habit. You'll find it in explorers like Mr. Cabot, who sailed across the ocean away from love and devotion. But they held true to their course and never had the slightest remorse. Hold on, like nails into a floor. Hold on, like hinges to a door. If you don't know what I'm singing for, hold on, hold on. Be persistent, Dean. Hold on, hold on. Like cabbage to a lip. Hold on, like baby to its gill. If you still don't get the drift, hold on, hold on, hold on. Many people have ambition, but don't know how to pull the wire. Watch a bulldog, he's a smart dog. When he gets something he desires, hold on, like a foot to its toe. Hold on, like baby to her bone. If lady luck hits you with dough, hold on, hold on, hold on.
He plays. The others watch and listen, while behind them, the door opens, and a thin, dour man in a fine suit steps inside.
But don't know how to pull the wire. Just watch a bulldog, he's a smart dog. When he gets something he desires, hold on, like crooners to a mic. Hold on to anything you like. If someone says to hit the pipe, hold on, hold on, hold on. Now don't give up when things look bad. Just hold on for a little while.
The others turned to the newcomer, clapping.
Well, well, Lucius. You have improved considerably on your saxophone.
He smiles, then approaches the dean's desk, as does Louis.
Dean Hargreaves, I wish to speak with you privately.
Brown, gentlemen, excuse me.
Drury heads for the door, which he opens for Miss Brown. They leave, with Louis trailing behind. Louis closes the door.
Now, Dean Hargreaves, I would like to know by what authority you had the audacity writing Congressman Irvington and others appealing for funds. As you well know, I am the sole executor of the College of State. Your acting without my knowledge or consent constitutes a violation of your office. Consequently, I must ask you to submit your resignation immediately.
Meanwhile, Louis's band plays in the classroom, which is full of young couples swing dancing between the desks. The faculty door opens, and Drury enters with Miss Brown and Louis. Drury knocks on his desk, and the kids sit down.
What is the meaning of this? While I'm pleased to see such a large attendance, I must also...
Miss Brown and Louis whisper to each other.
Supposed to be the period for history, and what you have been just doing is far from historical.
Louis whispers something to Drury.
We will proceed with the lesson in history, and the class will be conducted by a former student of this college, Mr. Lucius Brokenshire Jordan.
With a bow, Louis steps in front of the desk and starts playing as Drury sits.
Now, kids, your mother used to fix your lunch, and you'd come to school and all you'd get was reading and writing and arithmetic. But the world has progressed now, and now the only way you gotta have a beat. Now, children, let Brother George tell you how to be reached with everyone you meet. Just get in the groove with that boogie-woogie move, because today you gotta have a beat. People today is full of rhythm. It's in their head or even in their feet. So you better wake up and get with them, because today you gotta have a beat. The world is full of competition, and you've gotta be strong to compete. If you don't know what it's about, you'll soon find out that you really gotta have a beat. The truest thing ever been said is that history always repeats. Cause there was a time when jazz was in line, but today you gotta have the beat. When Columbus discovered America, he was in line for the king's crown and seat. But now he would be just another sailor, cause today you gotta have the beat. Paul Revere won worldly fame for his daring and brilliant feat. There's no more need for those kind of deeds, cause today you gotta have the beat. Romeo won the heart of Juliet with music that was soft and sweet.
Miss Brown smiles and moves to the music.
Juliet, cause today you gotta have the beat. All of you could be successful if you get together and walk on the right street. The only receipt for success or progress today, you gotta have the beat. Old King Cole was a merry old soul. In his day, he was really all weak. But things have changed, and he looked very strange, cause today, you gotta have the beat. You could finish Howard, Yale, and Tuskegee, and your education still wouldn't be complete. Cause unless you got that swing, you got to have that beat. Chopin wrote some beautiful music, and to hear it played is really a treat. It's still okay, but a bit passe, cause today, you gotta have the beat. Now, kids, that's your history lesson for today, so now let's go on out and play.
Bent over, Louis dances as he creeps to the faculty door, and the kids do the same as they follow him out. Later in the gymnasium, as the band tosses a ball around, one student opens a door.
This is our mascot, Mr. Jordan.
They look in on a mule in a stable.
Ever since our mascot can't see no more, We don't have any luck in our game.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about it, Sonny. When I was going to school here at Ware, I used to believe in rabbit's feet, lucky charm. But all that old stuff is just a lot of superstition. Now, you take this old mule. He's just as lucky today as he was when I was going to school here. Hey, fellas, get your instruments and let's tell a little joke about the mule.
Wearing sweatshirts and sweatpants, they get their instruments as the drummer steps behind his set.
Don't start worrying about the mule going blind. Just sit tight and hold that line. Don't worry about the cow being pulled. Just drink that milk and ask for more. Don't you worry about that mule, cause he ain't going blind. Don't you worry about that mule, baby, you just hold that line. Don't you worry about that mule, cause you know he ain't no fool. Don't you worry about that mule, baby, just keep cool. Some flying high and some flying low, somebody's got to go. You know that I know that he knows that you know. You better listen to me. You take it slow. Don't you worry about that mule, cause he ain't going blind. Don't you worry about that mule, baby, you just hold that line.
Miss Brown approaches as Louie plays with the band. She smiles brightly behind him.
Listen to me and take it slow. Don't you worry about that mule, cause he ain't going blind. The mule's been to school, he ain't no fool. So sit on your stool and don't worry about the mule.
Gee, I bet if the fellas knew that old mule was as lucky now as when he went to school, they'd win that game, Sarah. I'm going to tell him.
The student walks off past Miss Brown.
Louis Jordan, now I know why you've become such a famous headliner in show business. You just like to make people happy, even kids like Joe there.
Oh, so now you know. I sort of hope you would.
Of course, I've known right along. I hope you don't consider me as old-fashioned as the dean and Professor Drury.
Well, Annabelle, darling, when I left Ware, Ohio, I was an unsophisticated kid myself. I didn't know what it was all about. And you know, I still can't account for the act of providence that brought me back here. But there's one thing I'm not going to miss this time.
He kisses her.
Well, darling, it took you a long time to do that.
And I'm not going to leave without you this time.
Oh, but I can't leave Dean Hargraves and Professor Drury just when they need me most. Did you know that Benjamin Ware III is forced the dean to resign and closing the school?
Oh, no, that's impossible. Something is screwed. Aaron, take my horn.
He hands him a saxophone.
Oh, that couldn't happen. I happen to know that Benjamin Ware I left enough money in the bank to take care of the school for 100 years.
But, Louis, Benjamin Ware III is purposely juggling the books of the Ware Fund in order to make it appear that there's a shortage. He knows how much I love this school, and he thinks he can force me into marrying him in order to save the college.
Oh, so that's it. We'll take care of Benjamin Ware III. But in the meantime, let's do some fundraising on our own. Why not stage an entertainment and dance right here in the gym Saturday night? You know, I think we could pack them in Ware, Ohio.
Oh, darling.
She kisses his cheek.
Love you more than ever.
Nah, ain't that sweet?
He kisses her back.
Now, just hold the phone. I'll be right back.
He walks off to make a phone call.
Listen, Burl, get that government income tax friend of mine, Joe Drake. Get him down here on the double. You know, the one that makes out my income tax. I've got a very important job for him. Okay. What's that? Huh? Yeah. Well, we'll leave here for New York Saturday night, right after the dance. See you.
Later, a newspaper headline reads, Louis Jordan and Band at Ware College Show. Former students sponsoring big show and dance at school gym. At the gym, Louis and the band wear their regular suits as they play on a small stage as dozens of couples dance. In the dean's office, Miss Brown fixes the tie of the dean's tuxedo.
My, you boys really do look sharp when you're all dressed up.
It's Brown, you know it's the first time I've had on this school dress since the graduation ball.
Where the third enters and peers at them.
My, my, aren't we all dressed up? Dean Hargreaves, when you get through jitterbugging with Mr. Louis Jordan, I'll be here waiting for you to hand over the keys of the school to me. Or perhaps you'd rather do it now and save yourself the trouble of coming back.
Dean Hargreaves, Professor, would you mind leaving me alone with Mr. Benjamin Ware III? There's something I'd like to tell him privately. Oh, it's all right. Run along and tell Louis I'll be right over to the desk.
Hargreaves and Drury leave.
Now you're being sensible, Annabelle. And if you were to just alter your attitude a little toward me, I might arrange to keep the school guard on my money.
Mr. Benjamin Ware III, I think you're the lowest man I've ever met. I despise you.
In the gym, the couple show no signs of stopping, jiving and spinning each other around. Hargreaves and Drury walk in and step toward the stage. Drury beckons Louis to step toward him and whispers in his ear as Hargreaves sits in a chair. Louis helps him onto the stage, taking off his saxophone. Louis gives it to Drury, then steps away and leaves the gym. With the sax hanging around his shoulders, Drury shuffles a little to the beat. The kids keep dancing. Louis steps into the office and finds Annabelle fighting off Ware the Third.
Same old Benjamin Ware. Up to your old trick.
He gets him apart.
With your money and power, you ran me out of town years ago. Now you're trying to wreck the lives of other people and won't bend to your will. I've had just about enough of your meddling, Mr. Louis Jordan. You may be a big shot with the Hepcats in New York, but I run this town, and what I say goes here. I see I'll have to call the police a second time and have you thrown out of town again. Just a minute.
Louis pulls a document from his jacket.
Look at that, Mr. Benjamin Ware III, before you call the police. That's a bank examiner's report of the Ware College Fund in your local bank. And it says there that you've issued false statements. There's enough money to run the college for another 100 years. Your grandfather seemed to that. And you can't touch a penny of it.
Ware reads,
I think I'll call the police now. Oh, no. I have a better idea. Darling, you run over and tell the professor to keep the dance going. I have a private matter I'd like to take up with Benjamin Ware III.
He takes off his jacket.
Go right ahead, darling. It won't take long.
In the gym, the dancing is as fast and energetic as ever. Annabelle walks in. Hargreaves stands, and they sit as Drury keeps shuffling while holding the saxophone. Louis bursts in, shoving Ware the Third along, and they get up on the stage.
Hold it!
The kids stop.
Dean Hargreaves, Professor Drury, Miss Brown, ladies and gentlemen and kids, I think Benjamin Ware III has a special announcement to make. Come on. Come on! Tell us!
Ware sports a black eye.
Because of recent developments, we find that it will not be necessary to close Ware College.
Isn't that wonderful? Now, go over there and sit down.
Louis shoves him to leave the stage.
Sit down.
Reluctantly, he does.
And now, kids, I want you all to be seated. We're going to have a little entertainment. We're going to play a number I think you're going to like. Long Leg Lizzie.
The students clear the gym floor to sit at the opposite end from the band. As Drury sits, Louis plays the sax again. as a very tall, gangly woman struts out onto the floor, swinging one long arm wildly.
Long leg Lizzie.
Long leg Lizzie.
She's a little dizzy.
She's a little dizzy.
Long leg Lizzie is the dizziest gal in town. Town, 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 town. Now here's a story about a gal named Lizzie. She's in the groove, but she's a little dizzy. She climbed up on a shed and fell right down on her head. Long leg Lizzie.
Long leg Lizzie.
She's a little dizzy.
She's a little dizzy.
Long leg Lizzie is the dizziest gal in town.
As Louie plays with the band, Lizzie claps along as she jives, stepping her long skinny legs out to the side.
Lizzie's mother had a premonition. She said her child was in a strange condition. Oh, what an awful fate. Lizzie's tall as the Empire State.
Long leg Lizzie.
Long leg Lizzie. She's a little dizzy.
She's a little dizzy.
Long leg Lizzie is the dizziest gal in town. Town, 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 town.
In a button-down man's shirt and knee-length skirt, she swings her hips and splays out her limbs as everyone watches.
Dizzy Lizzie loves to have a ball, but that gal ain't nowhere at all. You know, she's so doggone tall, sleeps in the kitchen with her feet in the hall. Long leg Lizzie.
Long leg Lizzie.
She's a little dizzy.
She's a little dizzy.
Long leg Lizzie is the dizziest gal in town. Down, 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 down.
Lifting her skirt, she kicks her right leg in front and to the side. She does the same with the other leg.
Lizzie fell in love with a guy named Shorty. He was fat and over 40. He said, Lizzie, you do tall to please. She said, darling, I'll walk around on my knees. Long leg Lizzie.
She kicks out while on her knees.
She's a little dizzy.
She's a little dizzy.
Long leg Lizzie is a dizziest gal.
She gets up and keeps dancing.
Down, 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 sat down on the ground. Up in the air, she heard the strangest sound. Sad but true, when Lizzie rose, an airplane bumped her on the nose. Long leg Lizzie.
Long leg Lizzie.
She's a little dizzy.
She's a little dizzy.
Dizzy Lizzie.
Dizzy Lizzie.
Lizzie's dizzy.
Dizzy Lizzie.
Diz Liz.
Diz Liz.
Liz Diz.
Liz Diz.
Dizzy.
Dizzy.
Lizzie.
Long leg Lizzie is the dizziest gal in town.
She spins and bows.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so very much. Now here's a little tune that I'd like to play for you. It has a little story to it. It was drive through Washington and I stopped in front of a cafe and went in to get a hamburger, and when I come out, this is what happened. And buy you a big fine meal. Hey, Jack, I gotta do some riding. Soon we gotta come to a divide. I don't wanna continue, cause the sign says from Port West Virginia. And that's where my baby lives. And I ain't going no further. Hey, Jack, I wanna be good to you and treat you like a brother. McNeil, McNeil, don't steal my wheel. I'll buy you anything on the menu. Cause, bud, I gotta go to South Point, West Virginia.
The other saxophone player takes a solo while Louie plays backup.
Thank you.
Jack, I want to be good to you and treat you like a brother. McNeil, McNeil, don't steal my wheel. I'll buy you anything on the menu. Cause boy, I gotta go to South Point, West Virginia.
Thank you, kids. Thank you. Thank you so very much. Now, we'd like to dedicate a tune to Mr. Benjamin Ware III and all the fellows like him. It's called Beware. Now, fellas, you see these girls with these fine diamonds and fox furs and fine clothes? Well, Jack, they're looking for a husband. And you're looking at a man who knows.
Get them hooked.
They ain't fooling. If you fool around with them, you're going to get yourself a schooler. If she saves your dough and won't go to a show, beware,
brother. Beware.
Beware. If she's easy to kiss and never resists,
beware.
Be careful, I'm telling you. And when you go for a walk, if she just listens while you talk, she's fixing to hook you, man. She's fixing to hook you. If nobody's looking and she says, taste her cooking, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. If you go to a show and she wants to sit in the back row, bring her down front. Bring her right down front. She goes for a snack and wants a booth in the back, watch it. Be careful. And listen, if she's used to caviar and fine silk, and when she goes out with you, she wants a hot dog and a malted milk. She's been used to going to Carnegie Hall. And when you take out nightclub and she wants to hear one meatball, if she grabs your hand and says, darling, you're such a nice man.
Be
careful, I'm careful. Are you listening to me?
Ware watches, indignant.
Don't look at her, look at me. Look at me, I'm trying to save you, brother. I'm trying to save you. Look around this way. Look here. Listen. If a sister calls you brother, you better get further, I'm telling you. You better hit him, I'm telling you. If she's kind of wild and she said, darling, please give me a try. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't be weak. If she looks in your face and just melts into place, let her know. Forget it. And if a mother calls you sonny and asks about your money, that ain't funny, I'm telling you. Are you paying attention to me? Are you listening to me? Oh, look at her, kicking him on the leg, man. Tell him to not listen. Let that man alone, child. Let that man alone. Listen. If she calls you on the phone and she says, darling, are you all alone? Tell her no, you got three women with you.
That's right. I'm trying to
tell you to be a man. Don't
be a man.
No women. Be a man. Should I tell him about it?
Yeah.
Okay. This is very important. No, I don't believe I tell him.
No,
look at her kicking him on the leg, telling me better not leave. Should I tell him anyhow? I won't tell him anyway. Listen, Jack. Jack, if you turn out the light and she don't fight,
that's it.
It's too late. If you get home about 2 and you don't know what to do, and you pull back the curtain and the whole family's looking at you, get your business straight and set the date. And don't be late. Game. So brother, beware!
Louis bounces in place, grinning. Gets up and storms off across the gym, shaking his head. Louis points a thumb toward where he left, then breaks into a smile. Later, the train finally gets going toward New York. On board, Annabelle sits watching Louis sing to her.
Got a futuristic penthouse in the sky. Got a big tri-motored plane, but I can fly. Got everything that's modern and new, but got an old-fashioned passion for you. Got a steam yacht anchored right at my back door.
He sits beside her.
Got a great big swimming pool right in my floor. got lots of things that granddad never knew, but got an old-fashioned station for you. Got a thousand modern gadgets that I can stop a start, but I can't control the movement of a gadget called my heart. Got the latest thing that science can divine, but the greatest thing of all I realize is the oldest thing the world ever knew. That's my old-fashioned passion for you. I got an old-fashioned passion for you.
They kiss passionately as the band keeps playing. The End, described from Movies for the Blind. And that was Beware. Louis Jordan was ahead of his time on yet another score. He had a few songs, like that last one, the title track, where he spoke and rhymed instead of sang about things he observed or experienced. Now, more than a few people count stuff like that as an influential early precursor to rap music. Our next movie focuses on yet another real but larger-than-life man, one of the major pop culture figures of the 1970s, played by another man very much of that time.
Before I jump my motorcycle over these 19 cars, and I want you to note, there's not a Volkswagen or a Datsun in the row. Before I sail cleanly over that last truck, I want to tell you that last night a kid came up to me, and he said, "Mr. Knievel, that jump you're going to try is impossible. But I already have my tickets because I want to see a splatter." That's right. That's what he said. And I told that boy last night that nothing is impossible.
That's George Hamilton in the title role of Evel Knievel. Next time on Movies for the Blind. For more information and links about the movies, about description, and how to subscribe, go to the blog, moviesfortheblind.com, where you can also find out about this podcast's Creative Commons license. Also, check out the Movies for the Blind page on Facebook with previews and exclusive video clips. I finally posted a new one yesterday. The MP3s are hosted by Blind File Sharing with easy, affordable, and accessible file storage and transfer with visually impaired users in mind. To find out more, visit blindfilesharing.com. And the movies are from the Internet Archive, so please support universal access to human knowledge by visiting and donating at archive.org. Thank you for downloading and for listening. Be back next week. Take care.